Chapter 14. Information for Clinicians. Although this book is intended as a tool for people with diabetes, there are a few key points I would like to mention to physicians and other healthcare providers. As you will see, this program is both very effective and highly engaging. While healthcare providers are used to seeing their patients becoming frustrated with typical diabetes diets and requiring ever higher medication dosages, both physicians and patients find this approach fresh and rewarding. Healthcare providers play key roles for individuals on this program, just as they do with any diabetes treatment program. They educate and encourage their patients, guide them along the way, and monitor their progress. In the research studies we have conducted, we have found that many patients treated with insulin or insulin secretagogues have hypoglycemic episodes as they improve their diets. As your patients embark on this new diet, you will need to prepare them for that possibility and be ready to reduce their medications as needed. It is also important that they understand that the hypoglycemia was caused by the medications, not by any defect in their physiology. More on this follows. The role of the healthcare provider. There are many ways physicians and other healthcare providers can help patients as they begin major dietary changes. First, of course, is encouragement. Many patients have seen their parents or grandparents end up with frightening diabetes complications, such as eye problems, loss of kidney function, or amputations. And many have already begun to experience neuropathy or other problems by the time they decide to take the disease seriously. They need to know that they can avoid these problems, as indeed they can, if they follow your advice, including maintaining a good diet. It is helpful for them to know that this is not the same diabetes diet they may have already tried, and that they will need to learn a few new tricks. They will discover new products, new restaurants, and perhaps new menu items at their old favorite restaurants. The most helpful physicians learn about these diet choices, too. If you have not yet tried a low-fat vegan diet, I would strongly encourage you to do so. Apart from its health benefits, the experience will also prepare you to answer patients' questions and offer encouragement. One way to help patients get started is to identify a limited period, say 3 weeks, in which to give the diet a good try. For now, there is no need to commit to it forever, but during this short period, they would do well to follow it 100% so they can experience its full effect. Once they see how it works, they will probably want to continue. Avoid the temptation to water down the diet. Clinicians who tell patients to follow a diet most of the time or to just do the best you can tacitly encourage them to deviate from it. We never do that when patients have alcohol or tobacco problems because we know that it is easier to stick to a consistent program than to try to negotiate with these problem substances. The same is true of food. It is better to encourage patients to give it 100%, never setting a foot wrong. Occasionally, some patients will slip back into their old diet habits. When that happens, they will almost instantly notice that they no longer manage their weight as well, and their blood glucose levels will start to climb again. They will also arrive at your office with a heavy burden of guilt. Many will speak of foods as sinful, decadent, and so on. I suggest that you remain positive, avoid moralizing, and return the focus to biology, which is where it belongs. Patients who have returned fat to their diets may well be packing their cells with more intramyocellular lipid, which is likely to harm their insulin sensitivity. Encourage them to dust themselves off and get back on the wagon. Some patients need to be encouraged to eat carbohydrate-rich foods. Because of the carbohydrate counting they have already learned, they may have come to see all carbohydrates as unhealthful. This feeling was aided and abetted by the low-carbohydrate diet craze. It is important to remind patients that countries whose populations have traditionally consumed high-carbohydrate diets, such as Asian countries, where rice and noodles are dietary staples and meat and dairy consumption is much less prevalent than in Western countries, have historically had very low diabetes rates. You can also help patients ensure nutritional adequacy by asking them to take a daily multivitamin. This is good advice for all patients, of course. But to get adequate vitamin B12, it is much easier to take a daily multivitamin than to try to remember which vegan foods are B12 enriched. Hypoglycemia. Patients who are taking insulin or insulin secretagogues are subject to hypoglycemia. If they improve their diets and begin to lose weight, hypoglycemic episodes are common. In my experience, most patients on insulin and about half of all patients on sulfonylurea or nitaglenide who begin a low-fat vegan diet have hypoglycemic episodes, usually within the first several weeks. Patients will be delighted to know that they have improved so much that their medications are now too strong, but they will also be concerned about what hypoglycemia means. It is important for them to understand that it was caused by their medication and that it does not indicate that there is anything wrong with them. It is also essential for them to know, right from the outset, what to do and whom to call when these episodes happen. Of course, the initial steps, checking their blood glucose and taking glucose tablets or food, are things they can do on their own. But it is important to provide specific instructions and to ask patients to carry your telephone number or that of an office backup with them and use it as necessary, even on weekends, so you can adjust their medications. You will find my instructions for patients on dealing with hypoglycemia in Chapter 7. Additional resources. Registered dietitians, as you know, are indispensable allies in your work with diabetes patients. Ideally, you will want to work with a dietitian who is a certified diabetes educator and a member of the American Dietetic Association's Vegetarian Nutrition Dietetic Practice Group, which includes a large number of RDs skilled in the use of vegetarian diets. In 2006, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, launched a free, non-commercial website, nutritionmd.org, to provide nutrition information for doctors and patients, as well as guidance on how to begin low-fat vegan diets. It provides hundreds of recipes, shopping lists, and other user-friendly information. Please use it, and encourage your patients to do so as well. If you would like to join in our work to promote healthful diets and tackle other issues in medicine and research, I hope you will consider joining PCRM. You will find full details at www.pcrm.org. Members receive our quarterly magazine, Good Medicine, and can sign up to receive PCRM's Breaking Medical News, a free non-commercial service that alerts you by email when new studies are about to break.